Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome to the Transformation Network and our channel, Transformation Talk Radio. And for those of you that have started to email us, yes, we did start to make a change. You're right. And we started with YouTube changing our channel name because we're all moving into the Transformation Network, which we've always been. So trust me, it's still us. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have Jessica put up some kind of graphic banner that says, yes, it's still us. But we took everything you all have said and we are putting it into action because that's what this year is about. You know, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
I found a picture of me.
Okay.
It's on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get it to Jacob or to you, but once I figure out how to get the picture. So I found a picture of me my first year in Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about this in getting ready for today's show. Prophecy in 2021, what is to come with my very special guest shaman. Now, why do I want to talk to shaman? The minute that I saw the thing that came across my desk saying, do you want to interview? I said, Linda, hurry. I want to talk with her. But this picture popped up on my phone back in the day of me riding in a parade up on Capitol Hill in my chopped out Harley. And I thought to myself, out of all of the pictures, because we all got new phones, right? And they've not been able to get the phones right. But all of a sudden, there are these motorcycle pictures. And I'm thinking, what is the message, God? What are you trying to say? Couple of things happened this year unexpected. That's why I'm excited to share who shaman is with all of you. And what is it about us that we learn? So Benny, I'm still not clear what the motorcycle pick is, but if I can get it off my phone and get it over to Jacob, maybe he can put that thing up.
Yeah, it might've been one of those old school flip phones you used to have. I remember those clamshells.
Benny,
you were a big fan of those, I think.
I was a big fan. I had the super duper one.
All right. What year was it though? Do you know what year it was?
Yeah, it had to be 90, man, it had to be 94.
Exactly. You sure?
It had to be 94.
Capitol Hill.
That picture had to be 94.
Capitol Hill?
Because I first got here, Capitol Hill.
All right.
And I thought about this.
I'm going to do some digging.
Do some digging. I'm going to try to get it off my phone.
Maybe
I get Linda, come on in here and email this picture.
Or take a screenshot of that screenshot.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Boom. Mind blown.
But here's the thing. The reason I'm bringing this up, Shaman, is because, look, you are master intuitive life coach, your spiritual healer over 30 years. You have this blessing of divine communication. And during this lifetime, you have been touched, what I call touched by divine energy. That's what I call it, right? I'm going to hear what you call it. But as we look at this, we think back on moments like, why did I share and why did that picture show up? Why am I talking about riding a motorcycle in a parade? Here's why. I've never been able to explain, Shaman, to anybody why, after living on the East Coast in New York, New Jersey, my entire life, why in the world would I make a very quick decision to pack the whole truck up, everything about it, and move to the Pacific Northwest? When that's not for me to talk about, you're going to talk about it because you do talk about Karma Talk. Shaman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. That is an amazing beginning. So number one, as soon as you mentioned about the motorcycle photo, can I just share?
Yeah.
So obviously I'm intuitive. As soon as you mentioned it, one of the things that I know about motorcycles is that they represent freedom, right? So they are all about allowing ourselves to connect to our freedom within inside of ourselves, whether it was in a parade or it didn't matter really the setup, but the motorcycle represents freedom and that energetic vibration of releasing. And then as soon as you mentioned, you know, some of the other things that you said, like coming from the East Coast, coming to the Pacific Northwest, you know, whether you understood what it was about or not, it's destiny. Being in a parade is showing that God and your guardian angels are saying, you know what? It's about you allowing yourself to show who you are and what you're here to accomplish and what you're here to make, you know, put your, basically your right foot forward, step into complete recognition and not allowing yourself to hide. Being on a motorcycle in a parade is allowing yourself to show your freedom in front of everyone and not having any fear, not having any burden, not having any stress, just allowing yourself to show who you really truly are with no expectations.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because out of all the, and this is why I'm so excited to talk with you today, and we're going to talk about your journey, because there have been more moments like that this year. And what are we in, the 26th day of January? But there have been more moments, but up and down. And I want to ask you about this.
Yeah.
For you, I barely introduced you and who you are. Best spiritual healer. I mean, you are in that group of people that have said yes to helping other people.
Absolutely.
You're in that group. This is you 24/7.
Absolutely.
You do it in radio, you do it TV, you're doing it. Here's the question for you. I've been asking this question for 17 years.
Okay.
I love everything you've done, and I know that there is something behind what I'm going to say. What are some of the challenges and obstacles? What are some of them that you personally had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
A lot. You took me by the surprise, obviously.
Take your time.
Number one, judgment. Having a gift with God and knowing how to communicate with your guardian angels is the most amazing, spectacular gift a person can have. I have never felt more honored, more excited, more thrilled, more joyful. But the pain of judgment, I cannot explain to you.
Oh my God, sister.
The sadness, the condemning, it breaks my heart. And because of that, that's the reason why I work so hard. And all the proceeds and everything I do goes to my nonprofit to help to create a safe haven and a sanctuary for Indigo children. So that's like my main mission. But one of the things that has been most challenging is helping people, opening doors, and then having judgment and ridicule or people who don't understand. I mean, we live in such liberal awakening times, but yet there's still so much pain. And it breaks my heart, because when I just recently went through surgery, and when that happened, I passed away and I died for almost about 7 minutes. And then I was very happy, obviously. I was like, woo, yeah, I'm done. I was celebrating. And then I felt like I got kicked back and I was like, oh God, I'm stuck coming back. It was a very interesting experience.
Everybody's laughing at death. Yeah. We're both of us, right? Very, very similar experience. And look at us laughing, right?
I know. But you know what? I'm laughing because I was so happy. And then when I was told to come back, I was like, oh gosh, okay. And I have these grandkids, so I have a lot to live for. It was just the peace you have, knowing that you're in this place of tranquility that you can't even express, was magical. But during that time, I received many messages when I was gone for that short bit of time, but it felt like eternity. And it was all about helping to create tranquility and peace, because 2021, and yeah, it's only been 26 days, is all about us allowing ourselves to connect to to true awakening. It's like last year was about reflection. This year is about awakening and truth. But yet the whole start of it, I mean, I have political clients. I have so many different type of people I work with. And there has been so much pain. I mean, this is one of the biggest years of judgment, and it's hitting like a brick wall. It's like judgment after judgment, sadness after sadness, ridicule after ridicule. And it's not about us allowing ourselves to be enlightened or love or passion. You just see sadness and you see pain. I mean, I had one of my political clients that I know, and she was in fear because she became stuck in her wheelchair because she's in a wheelchair, sitting there trying to figure out how to get out during the time of the riots and the problems that just happened just recently, that, you know, some of the other people had to come save her. I don't remember if it was police officers or if it was the army team, but somebody had to come save her and she almost got turned over. It's just, why do we have to deal with this type of pain? If we're going to give a message, let's give a message of love and light instead of allowing ourselves to be associated with pain.
Yeah. And you know what? I've been asking that question too. I've been asking that for a lot of years, right? And, you know, I thought in my life that as we go through life, I thought that I had seen enough of what I needed to see around this.
Yeah.
But what I'm learning, and this is what I want to ask you about, is what I've really come to realize is that just like that picture, that sense of freedom, you know, that being on the Harley. And by the way, this is one of those pictures on the Harley where I've got this chopped Harley, black with flames, right? And I'm riding it one-handed drinking water. Okay, who does that? But that gives you a sense, right, of what it is. And I have to hold on to those images because I'm like you. Look, when I started to tell my folks early on in a Catholic boarding school that Jesus was talking to me, I got an open-ended schedule with Dr. Jacoby every week. And I'm 6 years old, and you're seeing a psychiatrist. But here we are today, and the pain, and this is what I hope our listeners hear from me. You and I are talking about this because we can feel it,
mm-hmm.
right? What does that mean to the public? Well, what it means is you, especially in the work you do, you are the perfect person to help people.
Because I understand. Because
you get it. Yeah. And, you know, let's just talk a little bit. Let's use the word politics a minute. I want to use the word politics a minute. That doesn't mean that you're for one or against the other. I'm like you. I work with a range of people. I have a client I've been working with for like a really long time, you know, who is been a Bernie Sanders supporter and is still mourning Bernie Sanders. I mean, I'm not mourning him anymore after the meme that they found of Bernie. Maybe Jacob can find it. But it doesn't matter. People come with pain. They come from other countries. So political from other countries. You ever talk to somebody from Brazil or Argentina? I want to ask you this. What is your yes this year? What is your yes? What is that yes? This is 2021, girlfriend.
That's such a beautiful question. My yes is to awaken the world to self-love and peace. I was in the hospital recovering, and it was January 1st, and I sat there and I said, today I want to pray and set intentions for today for the world to find their smile. That was my yes. I want every human in the world to find their smile of joy and happiness and love and connection to their hearts and their guardian angels and God, and not as a religion, but as a whole, you know, finding themselves. People don't allow themselves to realize it's not about us becoming focused on, choosing a side, because God didn't create us. Our guardian angels didn't create us to choose sides. We're not here to choose anything. We're here to go through an amazing experience of love and joy and happiness and passion and collaboration, connection. I mean, that's the reason why there's humans, not just one, because we're all different. so that we can gather this amazing transformation on this planet of love and joy. We don't want to have joy because we keep looking at the negative, because that's what man has created and changed by taking our power away. But my yes is bringing forward everyone's smile, peace and love and joy. When you mentioned about the people in Brazil, I spent time with so many different tribal people, helping orphanages and those who didn't have Africa, whatever, South America, didn't matter. And went to these third world places, and they have more joy than people have in civilized locations, more than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because they get it. It's like their whole day is a ritual of having a relationship with God and their soul and their being. But we have a ritual with trying to figure out how to fit in. And that shouldn't be. Our ritual should be focused on ourselves, which is what my prayer, my intention for this year, for every human, not me. I mean, yes, me too, just so I can continue focusing on being the best teacher I can be and healer in the planet, but just focusing on that vibration of giving it to everyone else, not keeping the secret for myself and acting like I'm great, sharing that message so everyone can be great, because we all are great. We're all amazing. We're all a gift.
Yeah. You know, it's really fascinating. We're talking about this. For those of you just tuned in, I am so thrilled to have Shaman joining me here today. You know, please don't email me about Bernie. You know that I have shared about Bernie, especially on my Power Up show. And, you know, I love people that speak out for freedom, period. You know, they encourage me. The meme I'm talking about, I think Jacob's going to put it up. It's got to be the cutest thing that I've ever seen on the planet. But what I love about this meme of Bernie Sanders is it's him. And what, you know what I mean? I don't care what you think about his politics or what you want to call him, but that's the authentic man. Mm-hmm. And I think this year is so much of that. Whether you cried when Amanda Gorman recited her poem, whether you're looking at what you think you've lost or gained, this is the time of authenticity. Mm-hmm. How does, if you could help us today, this is my question, how does the God of your understanding, how does that spirit, that energy help us, remind us of our true nature?
That's a great question. I don't believe that God is a religion in any way, shape, or form, because I have seen through history that God has always, because of religion, it's created war and it's creative judgment and it's creative complications. God is energy and God is our creator. And I believe that God is love and life. How do I explain that to you? It's like God is our creator, but God is truth. So by allowing ourselves to connect to our hearts, not our minds, but by connecting to our hearts, we will know the truth and we'll be guided towards affirmation of everything we go forward in, putting our right foot forward, being who we're supposed to be, allowing ourselves to see the truth, no more judgment and pain and war, you know, all the sadness that has been creating so much pain. By allowing ourselves to accept and have that relationship on our own, it'll change the vibration of everything that's happening in the world today. So this year, like I said, it's like, I know this is a year of awakening and they keep saying this is a year of truth. What that means is the more we allow ourselves to build that relationship with ourselves and really truly connect with who we are by connecting with our creator, connecting with the belief, realizing it's not about a religion. It's not about having an experience. It's about having a relationship. You don't just have an experience with God and our creator. You have a relationship like your best friend. You know, it's all about connecting to the heart. The mind is such a powerful, awesome, amazing thing, but we don't use it and take advantage of the gift of our mind. What we do is we poison it, you know, whether it's with negativity, darkness, bad movies, whatever it may be, judgment. But there's so much that we can create with our minds. There's this one movie that I suggest for people to watch sometimes. It's called Phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with John Travolta?
Yeah.
And the reason why I suggest it, because I show people how, no matter how analytical we can be, no matter how lacking belief atheist we can be, by allowing ourselves to open our mind, we can move objects. And he did it in the movie, right?
Yeah.
He
not that he had faith. It's not that he was intuitive. And people sit there and say, you're so lucky, shaman. You're so blessed. And I say, well, you know, it's hard, but I get why they say that, because they say I have a relationship, but I teach people, I don't have a relationship that you can't have. I just have a relationship because I'm open. You know, so I teach people how to build that relationship and have that connection on their own. And people don't allow themselves to realize all it is about allowing their energy to become more awakened and let their hearts take over everything, not their mind.
And, you know, let's talk about this, because, you know, the reason I was so drawn to that picture of me on that, you know, riding in that parade, it was, as I recall, a heart opening experience. And I want to ask you this question, is I think you're a lot like me. I think we've done the foxhole prayers where we're in the foxhole and we're just like, help me out of here. I got to get out, please, wherever you are. I know I cussed you before, but man, show up for me now.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it right? You know what I mean? We've been there. It's like, dang, I take back everything I said about you, because I've had a love-hate relationship with, you know, what I call God today, for a lot of reasons. But in the end, I remember the heart-to-heart connection with spirituality. And I wanted to ask you about this. Most people have a hard time bridging the gap between science, between psychic phenomena or paranormal phenomena, and God. And yet, if you read in the Bible, you'll see that there were prophets, that there were Daniel, that there were psychics. How important is it for us in 2021 to really fine-tune our intuition? And if we can't, then to call you.
Yes, call me. That is such an absolutely powerful question. So what I mean by this year being the time of awakening is allowing ourselves to connect to our intuition. Because last year, and I'm sorry, I have to keep going back to you last year, because last year
that's
was
good. We're going to talk about them both, because I like that you're going back to last year.
Only because it's so symbolic that last year was the year of reflection. This is the year of awakening. So last year we were supposed to be reflecting on our abilities, but reflecting on having our own connection to our intuition. Every single human being has an intuition, whether they're scientists, whether they're skeptical, doesn't matter. You have to remember, in the early 1700s, that's when science and spirituality split, right? So in the early 1700s, that's when it became, here's science and here's astrology and everything else. So they created this massive break hundreds of years ago. But in reality, we still call it Scorpio. We still call it Gemini. We still call it Leo. But yet, you know, we're not supposed to be connecting to astrology because that's science. But yet, for some reason, all of the science, everything that is connected to that vibration with astrology, is still becoming somehow some tied into facts, you know?
Yeah.
Facts that are connected to it. So they can't, even though they're trying to be non-believers and disconnecting from intuition, they have no choice but to say, well, it's some type of energy. It's something. We don't understand it, but we'll figure it out maybe in another 500 years. But
yeah.
They don't understand, because they created the separation. It was only because man wanted power. In the beginning of time, since we were created, even before Christ, it has always been about us having intuition. If you want to go back to any religion, any belief, which I've studied religions, it has always been about intuition, communicating with guardian angels, dream interpreters, astrologers, the three wise men, my father, God. They were visionaries. They were astrologers, following signs in the universe so that they can find Jesus. Every story that is written in religion has to do with an intuitive spiritual being. We have these gifts. We're born with these gifts, but people allow themselves to turn away from it because they're afraid of the judgment. Again, I have to go back to that. We allow the reflection and the worry. Like last year was the Me Too movement, right?
Yeah.
And it was, oh, we're finally making movement. We're getting rid of all the negative. We're changing the vibration. And then it was like, wait. It's coronavirus. Hide in your homes and don't allow yourself to really focus on the Me Too movement. Focus on, you know, going back and hiding. It was time of reflection. It was supposed to be about us allowing ourselves to break out of that eggshell and really coming open and wide. But we didn't. We allowed ourselves to hide. And then it turned into more massive judgment because they were trying to continue to control us. As you know, our creator and the energy that's around in the universe right now, it's a time of transformation. It's a time of awakening. It's a time of everything exploding in the most beautiful, powerful way by helping our intuition, our heart chakra, and our solar plexus to explode. So if we allow our energies to explode, then every single human being on the planet will know right from wrong and not allow themselves to be involved with false prophets or darkness.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to take a short break when we come back. That is a great way to lead in to the energy of 2021. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about that, because I got a couple of emails from our folks, from our amazing, we have the best listening audience on the planet. I got a couple of emails and they heard me talk about this year so far, 26 days, and these, what seems to be opposing energies have shown up, right? For example, after living in a place I love for 14 years, I'm going to have to move in a couple of months because they want to renovate, you know, and out of the blue, it came out of the blue.
Time for
but is that because I need to move, shift to literally grow and create what I want to grow? But I don't know the answer. When we come back, we're going to get that answer from you. Before we go to break, how do people, Shaman, find out about you? How do they work with you? All of the above, please.
Okay. If people want to contact me, go to my website, which is asktammyadams.com, or they can call 916-930-0781. I'm available to, I do radio show, I do YouTubes. I try to give as much free information as I possibly can because I'm more of a teacher. But if people feel like it's time to be mentored and to truly have private sessions, they can always contact me that way as well.
And for those of you out there, and I know we've done a lot of shows on astrology, if you have a question for this show, for my fantastic guest, 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that are thinking, yeah, I got my solar return and there are five or more cardinal planets, but what the heck does it mean to have zero air? This is not an astrology show, but it is an insightful show. And it will help us get ourselves prepared. It is like clearing the runway off. It's making sure that the snow has been plowed so that when you hit that accelerating button, pad, gear, shift, you are climbing to tens of thousands of feet at rocket speed. And if turbulence shows up, you are so prepared. When we come back, let's talk about God and 2021 with Shaman. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled Shaman is joining me here today, master intuitive life coach, spiritual healer, and has been blessed with divine communication throughout her lifetime and lifetimes. And today she's joining us because now we're getting ready to dig deep into the prophecies for 2021. What is to come? What are we ready for? What do we need to be ready for? And how do we connect with God ourselves to make sure we are plugged in? Shaman, how do people, one more time, please, how do people find out about you, about your show, all of the above?
If you want to contact me, you can go to my website, asktammyadams.com. On my website, you can follow me on my social media, which will be shown there. And then I have the radio show is called Karma Talk or Conversations with God. I have two different radio shows, actually.
Cool.
And then you can contact me at my phone number, which is 916-930-0781.
Awesome. Okay. 2020, some people like to reflect on it. You and I just did. 2021, for me personally, and some people say it's in my solar return chart, so why am I surprised? Well, I don't understand my chart. I got to get somebody to explain it to me. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Something is different. 26 days. Something's different. What is going on in 2021?
Okay. So do you guys remember the time of December 12th? 2012, they said that there's going to be a huge shift, massive transformation in the world.
Yep. Okay. I do. Day after my birthday.
Okay. That was a beautiful time of a birthday. 2021, they had the times and the date switch. 2021 is now. 2021 is right this moment. It is the time that it is truly about transformation for each individual. It doesn't matter whether we believe, it doesn't matter whether we don't believe. Every single person is having like a rude awakening. It's almost like they feel like they're being shaken awake, right?
No kidding.
They don't understand it. I'm getting these phone calls. I'm having these emails and these questions all the time. But what am I supposed to do, Shaman? I don't understand what's happening. We are being pushed so that we can be awakened. We are being in uncomfortable positions, unfortunately, so that we can be pushed to follow our path. We are being shown that having comfort is not the answer. So if you ever think of what Moses had to go through back in the day when he was going to be the prince of Egypt, he had everything going for him. He was, you know, not considered a Jew. He was considered an Egyptian that had an amazing lifestyle. Everything was awesome. And then God said, get up, you got to go save the Jews and you need to go make war. And he literally was like, everything's so great. What are you talking about? And then, you know, here comes the 10 commandments later in life. Point is, that's exactly, if everyone understands exactly what I'm saying, we are being awakened. We are being shaken so that we can make the movement that is necessary. Many people on this planet sit there and they say, please, dear Father God, please, dear guardian angels, please, creator, please, energy of the universe, help me, guide me, direct me, you know, take me to where I need to be. But yet we sit down, we go like this, and we crouch down, and we try to force ourselves in this really solid position of comfort. And that is the farthest thing from the answer. The only answer is by being pushed out of your comfort zone so that you can continue to grow.
Yeah.
Growing is not about being stable. Growing is about continuing to move on and moving forward. And we forget that. We forget, even me, my husband, when I first married my husband over 20 something years ago, almost 30 years, he sat there and he said, how am I supposed to continue living the life? Because he's very human. God bless him. I don't know how we stay married. It's God, obviously. And it's like, you will never, it's like, I will never have a home that will be the same home with you. Like we will never, our children, our grandchildren will never know what it is to have, you know, a 20-year home or a 10-year home.
Oh.
It's not about that. It's about continuing to move on. Because if God and our guardian angels and our guides sit there and say, okay, shaman, it's time for you to go back to, now you got to go move to Africa. Now you got to go move over here. I do whatever they say. And I'm very obedient. For other people that don't have that direct communication, it's almost like as if it's being pushed upon them, like you shared right before the break, you're being told you have to relocate and you're moving after 14 years. It's because we have to be taken out of our comfort zone so that we can be awakened, so that we can continue opening the doors. Even though it's uncomfortable, it's a necessary move so that you can continue to grow. We don't always want to go through this transformation or this movement, but it's like, you know, when a caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, sometimes it's a little painful and it's not so exciting being melted and transformed. But then when they come out, it's awesome and amazing and this beautiful transformation.
And, you know, this is really this is part of why I wanted to talk with you so much about this, is because the thing that I zoomed in on so far this year, in so many ways. I mean, Jessica and I and Linda were talking about it yesterday. In so many ways, there have been already in this short amount of time surprises. Most of them were ready for. The residual of those we don't think we're ready for, but we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to ask you this question because my sense is, and this is really kind of the oddball, yeah, is the solutions may not be in the logical and linear this year.
Yeah.
They may be in the intuitive, maybe even abstract, and the possibility side. Can you talk to that? It's like we think, oh, I can solve this by this logical linear, but then that's not the possibility that shows up. Can you talk to the difference between solution? And there's nothing wrong with logic at all for me. There's nothing.
No. I understand it.
Yeah. Can you talk about the solution energy we're going to need for this year?
So,
or possibility energy.
So this year, one of the biggest messages that I have been told and that I'm focusing on teaching, which is so beneficial to all those who are listening and understand this, it is the year of intuition. It is the year of us allowing ourselves to connect to the relationship of and with God, with our guardian angels, and of our soul, spirit, and body. So it's about connecting to the Trinity within ourselves. So we're connecting our soul, our spirit, and our bodies within ourselves so that we can become whole again, not allowing ourselves to just be in the body, which is the logic. Okay, this is where we've been stuck, but it's time to connect everything together because it's time for transformation. It's the time. So 2021 is connecting to 5. Okay, so I don't know if you've studied numerology and all these things. So I've studied all these things throughout my life.
Yeah.
But when you allow yourself to put everything together, the 2-1, if you separate it, right, and you go, okay, 2 and then 0, and you put those together, and then you put the 2 and the 1, it's the time of us allowing ourselves to connect to our soul purpose and connecting to the 3, which is the 2 and the 1, the soul purpose of our spiritual destiny, of our soul destiny. So it's the time of us allowing ourselves to connect to our true being, who we really truly are within the family of ourselves. I don't know if that makes any sense, but if you get it. And the reason why the family is because 5 represents family, right?
Yeah.
So if you look at the underlying purpose of 5, it's about connecting to the true soul of ourselves and the relationship with spirit, the relationship with God, our guardian angels. This year is truly, in my knowing, since I was 5 years old, I've waited for this year. I've been seeing messages. All these things have been coming to me since I was such a young child. And since I was 5 years old, and everyone that knows me knows, I've talked about this year. I have talked about waiting for this year because this is the year where we make it or break it. For those who are enlightened, for those who are awakened, for those who are waiting, this is now. This is now. We can't not say that. That's a fact. But it's going to be a difficult year because it's going to take away all the things that were comforting, like you mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah.
We're going to have complications with the market. There's going to be insanity with the stock market. It's going to go up and down. It's going to go to many different, like a roller coaster. It's going to be surprising. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an awakening time. It's going to be a time of trials and tribulations. But our guardian angels and our higher creator being, our God, is going to help us to have the tools we need within ourselves by opening up with the solar plexus in the heart. Yeah. You just have to not be so worried about connecting only to the body. We have to let go of the fear of the body and the fear of the mind, if that makes any sense. Like, don't allow ourselves to worry about the brain and the logic and focus on all the senses. Like, there's so many movies and things that are out there that talk about the sixth sense. And they say, well, I have a gut feeling, or I have this, or I have that. Deja vu's for real. So listen to your intuition, listen to the gifts that are given within us, because those who didn't even know it was real are going to be awakened, because now it's time. 2021 is the time of enlightenment. It's the time of transformation. It's the time of truth. It is one of the most powerful years we've had in our lifetime. For all those who are alive in this time and age, it is going to be the most significant, most powerful time there has ever been since the time we've been alive.
Yeah. The thing that I want to ask you about too is, and it's something you said, I want to reflect upon it for a moment, Shaman, if we could, is there may be things that pop up, and, you know, I've heard this more in 26 days than I think I've heard my entire life. There may be things that pop up and people say, really? You're going to pile that on now? Really? And, you know, we have to support each other to not give up, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really one of the questions, because I think we've seen stock markets climb up and down. I mean, honestly, when the economy tanked in 7, 8, 9, and 10, when the economy was doing what it was doing then, we stepped our game up in support of our listeners. So many of them were just literally laid off from work with no hope of going back. Nobody ever thought they'd go back. It was different than COVID, because it was, no, it's over, that kind of energy, right? This, at least for a lot of people, is the vaccine's coming. Oh, great. Maybe there's light at the end. Oh, great. But there's fluctuation in the energy of that, right? Mm-hmm. Even for somebody like me, you sign up for the vaccine and you think, well, wait a minute, I'm going to get the vaccine. And then they change the date only to find out it might be too close to your surgery. But are you going to give up? So it's little things like this that are happening every day to us.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. Very different than the big thing. And so how can we help people really navigate those waters?
So one of the things that I've seen is that we allow ourselves to, well, and this whole, you know, time of reflection during COVID, of people allowing themselves to step back and have the peace, but also having a little bit of the support, like the stimulus checks and the things that have been happening, have helped to give people hope, even the shot, everything that you're talking about. But one of the things that I've noticed is that there has been more, even though there's so much darkness, there has been more of a time of enlightenment and people gathering as family, spiritual beings, intuitive beings, healers, enlightened souls, coming out of the woodworks, creating movement and creating more of a support circle, whether it's yoga ceremony, whether it's a free meditation, whether it's these YouTube. I cried this last year seeing how many people just gave for free, whether it was symphonies or whatever it was. It was magical to give hope. And this year, it's only going to become so much more powerful And by allowing ourselves to stick together and continuing to allow ourselves to go within, meditating is a massive thing. That is what's going to be one of the biggest keys to each and every individual out there. Staying focused on meditation, allowing themselves to stay centered with the vibration, the energy that's within them. If they feel that they have anxiety, stress, burden, heaviness, confusion, doubt, go into that meditation, really trust and release to their guardian angels and to our creator. Don't allow themselves to focus on trying to control the situation. The more we control, the more we're going to realize that we're resisting, you know, what's meant to be. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does. It does. And, you know, part of what I think we all have to get accustomed to and to learn as well is that as we move forward, you know, and as we look at this, we could either butt ourselves up against resistance. And really, what is the expression? You know, Shaman, we could get our back up, right? Yeah. You know, my dad used to talk about the hairs on his chest. Well, gosh, that was a nightmare. But, you know, now I have a flashback of my Italian dad and talking about the hairs on his chest, please. But he used to talk about the things that would make him stand up, right? Yeah. And talk about them. And I think when I think about this year, what do you think about how we hold on to those energies versus finding a way to move beyond them?
So how to hold on to the positive energies.
Yeah. And move beyond some of the resistance energies, because it's going to be a year where stuff comes up. I mean, simple things, you know, like even with me finding a new place to live, you know, you connect with somebody and you think you've got the place, and then they email you back and it's already gone. I mean, you can't make a negative moment out of every moment in the day of those, right?
This is the big, now I understand your question. Yeah. We must allow ourselves to be the light. No matter how negative things go, we must allow ourselves to really, truly let go of the darkness and the negative and the stress, because this year is going to definitely, and I have to be honest, it is going to be very challenging. It's not going to be dark
different
and over, but it's going to be different, where there's going to be a lot of challenges, 100%. As we're going through those challenges, one of the biggest messages our guardian angels have been telling me, we must allow ourselves to be light. Being light means allowing ourselves to always have hope. We have to have hope. If we don't have hope, it's kind of like the universe, right? When you look up, it's a big dark sky and it's so huge and it's so dark, but you just see so many lights. Doesn't matter where you are. Okay, I know it's not a lot of light and a lot of stars over in Manhattan and some other, you know, bigger cities.
Yeah.
But you still see that there's a light. Light always, always succeeds. So we must have that little bit of, even if your hope is teeny tiny, that little bit of hope, you have to work on letting it spread. So through meditation, that hope continues to allowing itself to open and become wider and bigger until you continue to believe. You must be love, no matter how dark people are. Focus on being love, they said. One of our guardian angels, Archangel Michael, said, when everything was going so dark and things were going so heavy so many thousands of years ago throughout time, we've allowed ourselves to continuously have to be love. The answer is always turning back to love. So if someone sits there and they're looking and they're going down the street, let's say we're going to go get a cup of coffee and someone has a bad attitude or someone's negative or someone, you know, denies you with a house that you wanted, you have to sit there and say, okay, I know there must be another opportunity. Yeah. Hope, be loved, don't react with these negative people. We have to stop reacting to the darkness and we have to start acting out of love, because then that's going to create the peace that we need on the planet. One of the things that we keep doing is the negative, that, you know, how people react negative, we automatically react negative. Well, we have to change that vibration and we have to then change, you know, where we're just focusing on the love and the peace, and tranquility will be the beautiful, amazing reward in the end.
Yeah. I mean, I recall a time in my life where I felt like this, right? And I tried to figure out when that was, where I had this just great sense of optimism, right? I mean, I'm pretty optimistic in general, but I mean a great sense of optimism. Mm-hmm. That anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And that's the energy, my sense of 2021. Now, in the past, when we've looked at years and the energy of years, and we think about how are we going to have that fantastic anything is possible, it was usually about roadblocks. And this is what I want to ask you. I have a different sense of this year. And I wonder if it's probably, at least for me, I thought about this. Is it because 2020 was such a year of closed doors that even if we see a crack in the door, it seems like an enormous opportunity? Do you know what I'm saying about that shift in energy? We're not taking anything for granted.
No. Well, because, like I said, when I'm saying reflection, it was the time of us realizing, I can't tell you how many people that I worked with last year and spoke with last year that have changed their emotional life, relationships, friendships, marriages, divorces, connections, soulmates. I mean, magic, absolute magic. It was the time of people realizing what really mattered and what there, it was like, when I say reflection, when they're sitting there and saying, well, now I only have $100 instead of $1,000. They're realizing how valuable $100 is. They're realizing the value of what it is to have air. They're realizing the value of what it is to enjoy a cup of coffee. Yeah. Where before we took advantage of all that. So in this year, you know, allowing ourselves to have hope and knowing all is possible. Well, yeah, because by opening up your intuition and after what we went through last year and seeing the sadness and the pain and the acts of the world, it's like we have to have hope. We have to believe. It's not an option. It's almost like as if we've been pushed so much where our eyes are so looking at things in such a different way where we just see the hope.
Yeah.
Things have changed so drastically. And when I've seen this, like I said, when I was 5 years old, I see the beauty. No matter how much I see humanly complications, like I said, stock market, human things, I'm not really worried. I don't see the end of the world and disaster.
Exactly. That's it. Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see, it's not going to be the same tragedy, sadness, burden, heaviness, worry, because people see life in such a different way. They're starting to see the value of life. Yeah. That's what I mentioned, you know, when I saw people and work with people in Africa, when I saw people and work with people in South America.
Yeah.
People understood the value of life and they understand the value of life. Here, we're going to start understanding the value of life because things are transforming and changing in such a different way, spiritually, energetically, heart way. It's just within our hearts that they're starting to expand and starting to awaken. Mm-hmm. We're starting to feel where we didn't feel before because we were trapped. And now we're untrapped because we were stuck in closed doors. It gave all that time of reflection and made us think, what really matters? What do we really want?
What really matters? And you know, that's it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this, because when I connect the dots of what you're saying and talking about 2021, there is such an energetic opening when we realize the value of something other than ourselves and ourselves. What a beautiful message from you, Shaman. Thank you so much.
You're
Please
welcome.
Let everyone know how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you, and how they can listen to your show.
Okay. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com, or call 916-930-0781. All my social media and everything should be on the website. But if you just look up asktammyadams.com, you could pretty much find anything on me.
Awesome. And Tammy, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today? And thank you so much for joining us here.
You're so welcome. I feel like the time went by in 5 seconds.
It does. It goes by like so quick.
It does. My biggest message that I have to say from our guardian angels, and truly one of the biggest messages I was given when I came back to this world, was be love. The more we focus on speaking, eating, living our truth, we can have anything. There is no such thing as impossible. Remember, we didn't believe that we could fly, but yet we fly. We didn't believe we could have light, but yet we have light. We thought the world was flat, and now we see it's round. there's so much we're capable of, but we don't have faith in ourselves. So have faith in yourselves, love yourselves, and be love and be light.
Mm. Shaman, thank you so much for You're today. Welcome.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.